Now, Martin, when I last spoke to you, I was lucky enough to hang out with you when you came through town on the singles tour a couple years ago.
Yeah.
A scene which he replays in his head daily.
And you were bragging to me about how you guys had a foosball table with you.
Yeah.
And how you were playing that. I was wondering what sort of diversion do you guys enjoy? Like, what kind of diversions when you're not actually playing? What do you do on your free time?
Well, funnily enough, during the tour, we take that football table with us absolutely everywhere, and we play it all the time. But when the tour finishes, we never play it. We're really rusty at the beginning of the tour. By the time the tour finishes, we're really good.
It's the same table?
It will be the same table, yeah, because at the end of the last tour, I thought all the guys in the band, the performer, how you put it themselves. I got one, bought myself a new one, and it just wasn't as good as the old one we had. Now we're going to take that old one back out.
Who's the best at it, you, Dave, or Fletcher?
Yeah, I knew it. I'm an attacker, and Andy's good in defense, so we make a good team.
Great.
Now, it's kind of low-tech, and I know a lot of bands will distract themselves from I didn't want to mention that,
no,
Mark.
That's what we had when we were kids. No, you will forever be young.
What is this so-called video game you speak of?
Also, Martin, typically when you guys play live, and I know you've done this for the past few tours now, and that is that you come out and you kind of do a solo acoustic set. And I was kind of curious if you'd be willing to share like maybe what songs you've been considering to do in your set, or if you're going to be doing a little solo jaunt in the middle of the show. How exactly
is that? Homebound objective, which was really difficult to do. You know, with each tour we do, there's so much more difficult. So much more difficult. I don't really want to give away what they are.
Yeah. Can I cast my vote for Sister of Night?
You can, but it won't get you far. It'll do
no good. Do you keep the same set list on a tour from city to city?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, sometimes we play two nights in the city, and sometimes change around the song. The backing comes from computer. We play as much as we can live, but our records are so complex that we still need some kind of sequence or stuff running behind them.
I mean, I think you must even know some of these people because they just, the fans, like they must eventually get backstage, but they just, do you know some of these people that are so dedicated they just come to all the shows?
Yeah, it's amazing. I remember when we went to South Africa for the first time, we thought, oh, this will be interesting. You know, we've never been here before and wondered what the backstage will be like tonight. And we went back there and it was exactly the same people we had in Europe and the same people we had in America. They just travel everywhere, you know.
It's a little bit scary, isn't it? I mean, or is it just flattering?
Well, it's flattering. I just don't know how they physically do it, you know. I mean, it's physically tiring. They don't travel around like we do. I remember one girl was sleeping on park benches. Obviously that's not very expensive to sleep on park benches, but how do they travel around? I mean, getting to South Africa is expensive.